I'm so thankful for the supernatural power that I feel in this house. Amen. For what God has done for us. Amen. 1 John 2:14 says, I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. And I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Any overcomers in the house today? Praise God. I'm going to preach for a few moments. Three enemies of the soul. Three enemies of the soul. Lord God, we praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives today. We ask your spirit to continue to move in this house, God. Go above and beyond what I'm expecting right now, Lord God. And do and release what you want done in this place today, God. Lord, minister to every mind and heart and soul, God. If there's somebody that hasn't gotten a hold of you today, Lord God, reach to them right now, Lord, and touch their lives and minister to them and change them, Lord, today for your glory. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Sit down, but keep worshiping. Praise God. Hallelujah. We who serve God are in a spiritual battle. Amen. A warfare. Amen. We are fighting for our lives. Amen. The enemy of our souls continually will bombard and come at you. Amen. Because he hates what you stand for. He hates what you live for. He hates what you are in your life today. Amen. But you have a power that can overcome any obstacle in your life. Amen. You have the tools today. You have the warfare available to you today to fight off the enemies of your soul. Hallelujah. We must know our enemies today. Amen. We must know who we're fighting and what we are fighting. Amen. Because we can be victorious. Amen. You don't have to leave defeated. You don't have to walk in defeat. Amen. You can have victory over the enemy of our souls. One of the biggest enemies of our soul is the devil. He is out to kill, steal, and destroy you tonight, today. He is our implacable enemy. Amen. He is a relentless, roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Amen. He is out to stomp you out. He's out to kill and destroy your life. Amen. He uses any tactic he can get his hands on to come at you. He will use anything that seems close to God to discourage your life. He will use anything he can to change your mindset. He is a deceiver. Amen. And he'll try to deceive you. He'll try to steal the joy that you have. He'll try to steal the peace that you have. He'll try to steal all the things that you've gained in Christ. He wants to take eminence in your life. Amen. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that ye might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. God is wanting to give you abundant life today. Amen. If you're walking around depressed all the time, you need a dip of the Holy Ghost today. You need the power that we feel in this place in worship today to ignite you and set you free. Amen. So that you can go home a flaming fire for Jesus Christ. And when the enemy comes against you, you have power over the devil. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You don't have to be defeated today. Amen. You have power. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober. Hallelujah. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah. Notice it says he is as a roaring lion. Hallelujah. His roar is big, but he is little. Amen. Greater is he that is in you. Amen. You have a mighty Savior today that can defeat any enemy that you face. Hallelujah. It's called the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He is in you. Amen. You have power to overcome the devil. Amen. We are overcomers by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:3-4 says, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. Amen. We are experiencing that spirit all around us in our day right now. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Can I get somebody excited about what you have inside of you today? Amen. Can I get you to understand that Jesus is greater than anything you fight today? Amen. He has given you authority in the power of the Holy Ghost to fight against any adversary you face. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He says, resist the devil. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to resist what's been fighting against you. Amen. Hallelujah. Say no to his advances. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:9 says, whom resisteth steadfast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Resist. Resist. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. You have power to cause the devil to flee out of your presence. Amen. He has no power over children of God. Hallelujah. Blood bought, baptized in his name, filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Born again Christians, hallelujah, have power over the devil. Hallelujah. Revelation 12:10-11 says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Oh, that we would get into that place where we could care less about what happened to me tomorrow, and that God was in me and it didn't matter if what happened to me caused my death tomorrow, because when I die, I'm going to be face to face with Jesus Christ, because I've overcome by the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ that is shed on Calvary. We've got the power in us. Amen. We've got the glory in us. Let us get on fire and not care about what our lives is going to happen to us. Oh, set us on fire today, God. Get us excited about a living for you today, God. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to have prayer based on the atonement. Amen. Thank God for what he did. Hallelujah. We have a personal testimony that nobody can steal from you. Amen. Nobody can tell it like you can tell it. Hallelujah. Because nobody has been where you've been. Hallelujah. You've been where the devil had you bound, but Jesus Christ set you free. Jesus Christ lifted you up. Jesus Christ delivered you. Jesus Christ is in you right now. Jesus Christ has blessed you. Jesus Christ has healed your body. Jesus is in you. There's nothing like that in the world. The next enemy of the soul is the world. This one can get to us. Hallelujah. The world, what we see, what we is all around us, the things that are happening, things that people are doing, all the great things that are in the world. 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Oh, brother, I would love to watch that movie. Oh, those movies are so cool. Oh, they're so awesome. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Amen. Ungodly culture, systems, society's way of thinking that appears to our carnal selves. Amen. Oh, the things of the world, the pleasures of the world, the great big homes, the great big houses and the vacations and all the things that we can do. Amen. Love not the things that are in the world. Amen. Put your hope in Jesus today. Put your joy in everything you do in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Your reward in heaven is going to be greater than anything. Amen. It's right now. It's just an earnest. It's just an earnest of your inheritance. Amen. It's just a very small amount of what you're going to have in eternity. Don't let the world and the things that are in this world steal what God has prepared for you in heaven. Hallelujah. It's but for a short moment, then eternity. Hallelujah. With all the pleasures of the soul at your disposal. Amen. Amen. It's going to be a glorious day. Glorious day. A glorious day when we see Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. All sorrow will be gone. All tears will be dried. Amen. Everything we are going to experience is going to be worth it all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. When you start walking by sight, you start doing the things of the world. Amen. You start desiring the things of the flesh. Amen. The desires that pull, the things of the world that pull us, especially in this season. Amen. Get all you can for your grandkitties. You know, go into debt and do all these things that just cause us to get depressed in our lives. Amen. I'll lead them to Jesus Christ and you'll be the happiest grandparent in the world. Amen. Give them a dose of the Holy Ghost and you'll be the proudest person in the world. Amen. There's nothing like living for God. Amen. Help us, Lord, to steer from the world and keep our eyes upon you. Keep our hope in you. Keep our trust in you. Oh, man. The world seems like they have it all. But what have they gained when they lose their own soul? Hallelujah. You have an eternity with the King of Kings. And where you're headed, you're going to walk on pure gold. Walls of jasper. Just untold riches. The Bible says, eye has not seen, either has it entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for you. Come on, think of the most magnificent thing in this world. By my word, the Bible says it has not even entered into your heart of any man the things that God has prepared for us. Wow! Woo! Hallelujah! We got some big things to be excited about, to stay clear of the world about. Amen. We got to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. 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 That's why we give. That's why we bless the kingdom of God, because we're storing up treasures in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we put it in things of this world and we put it into things of this world, it just fades away. It rusts. It corrodes. It goes bad. It falls apart. It falls down. It continually keeps us on the treadmill of the cycle of life. Amen. Work and finish. Do this. Oh, got to fix this again. Change this out again. Oh, blah, 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 blah. But if I could put my trust in the things of God. Amen. He supplieth all my needs according to His riches in glory. Hallelujah. I can trust in God and lean not on my own understanding and follow Him. Hallelujah. The next and the last thing that we deal with and a very hard thing to overcome at times is the flesh. This mean old flesh that we are encapsulated in. Amen. 1 John 2:16. I don't know if I put that on there or not. Our own sinful nature talks about. We have a fleshly, sinful nature. Our flesh desires to have its own way. Do its own thing. For, there it is, for all that are in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Amen. This flesh is worldly. Amen. Hallelujah. There's something that what's inside of us, God has put with inside of each and every one of us is a living soul. That soul will never die. Amen. It will never die. You will spend, that soul has a place it will spend in eternity. And you can guard that soul today. You can make sure that soul has a place in the heavens. Amen. With our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you will commit that soul to God today. But the biggest and one of the hardest things in your life to overcome, I wish I had a mirror here today, is your flesh. The pride, the lust, all the things of your life, your flesh desires. We overcome by daily killing the deeds of the body through the power of the Spirit. Amen. That is getting in our place in prayer and asking Jesus to forgive us of our sins and allowing the power of the Holy Ghost to freshly flow in our lives daily. Amen. We have a overcoming power today, and it's the gift of the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:13-14 says, "For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." Hallelujah. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." I want to be a son of God. Amen. I want to live with my God for eternity. Amen. If I can overcome this flesh, if I can put down this flesh today and walk in the Spirit, hallelujah, I am securing a place in eternity with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:31 says, "I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily." Hallelujah. Die out to the flesh. What it wants, what it desires, and say, "Holy Ghost, live in me." Hallelujah. Make provisions for the Holy Ghost in your flesh. Amen. To live. Amen. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Keep that temple. Amen. Pure and holy for God. Amen. That's why we need to live in holiness and in righteousness. Amen. Our desires, our things that please us in our flesh have to be killed and destroyed so that our bodies can encapsulate the Spirit of Almighty God. That, my friend, is walking in the Spirit of God, allowing the Holy Ghost to be in you. Galatians 2:20 says, "I am crucified with Christ." That means you need to die out to the flesh. Amen. What the eyes desire, what the heart desires, what the passions of your life desire, you need to crucify that. You need to put that down and put it under the blood of Jesus Christ and keep it dead. so that the Spirit can live inside of you. As I close, we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We have a testimony today. We are living, breathing testimonies of what God has done for you. Amen. He's given you the power to overcome the enemies of the soul today. Amen. He has given you the power to walk out of here with your head held high, with your life secure in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A walking dead man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alive in Jesus Christ. Living in the power of the Holy Ghost. We can and must continue to overcome the things of this world that war against the soul. Hallelujah. Say no to the devil. Say no to the flesh. And say no to the world. And live for eternity with Jesus Christ. If we continue in the will of God, we will outlast these three enemies and abide forever. 1 John 2:17 says, "And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Hallelujah. Does anybody want to do the will of God today? Amen. Does anybody want to know the will of God in your life today? The devil will go to the lake of fire. Amen. He has a place. The world will be destroyed by fire and recreated according to God's purpose. God has another plan. Amen. For this world. And we're going to rule and reign with him for eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The flesh will be transformed. Amen. And glorified when we are taken from this world in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. We are going to be changed. No more. Hallelujah. Having to try to not do the things of the world. Not be deceived by the devil. Amen. And not be coerced by our flesh. What a moment, what a day that will be. Woo! When my Jesus I shall see. Do you want to live forever today? Let's war against these three enemies and win the victory. Why don't we come and die out to the things of the soul? That's warring against your soul today. Come on.